6Z.
No, 4HKX, mobile.
4TFW, how you doing? I don't know if I'm making the repeater good or not.
Hawking, you're doing fine making a repeater. Full quieting.
Down here on 26, headed to Lawrence.
I get off there at exit 44, and I usually can hold it a little while longer.
Going down to like 41 or somewhere down there.
And down that way for
shaft seals, and there's a place down here called they deal in metric seals, and they had them.
They're pretty bad to send you after them like that.
Up, and then I'll be almost to Gray Court, and I'll head back to the house and bring them in the morning. And they only had this piece of equipment down for today and tomorrow. They got to be back up tomorrow, so I gotta get them. For whatever reason, the manufacturer kit didn't have the right seals.
You come back to me on the radio this time of day, that's for sure.
You can't always figure out what my schedule is.
I mean, there ain't no telling what mine is.
Get ready today.
I texted him this morning and he'd done at work by 5:30.
A lot of spirit today. Usually don't have that much spirit.
Must have got him some good rest last night or something then.
Since I've been down this section at 26.
Be down there Friday morning. Riding early.
Pitch on the radio in the rain.
Friday's my Michelin day.
Man, I was getting on 85 headed south, and a truck had rolled it right there at the exit. The truck was far enough off, he skidded far enough off of the road that they were able to work on it and everything, keep the ramp open.
Get them rubberneckers. Cool, car heading down there?
Yep, roger that. For today, headed back to the house.
I got one more stop, but it's on the way home, so I gotta go back to the stop from yesterday.
That I needed to take real quick. It was about my parts.
I was in a little issue myself. Truck just rolled 100,000 miles on it.
I'll trade that thing in, isn't it?
I hope it's got a few 100,000 more in it.
Dude, it's just getting broke in good, K2RCU.
You got me and Ken here.
I just come out of Dollar General picking up a loaf of bread, make some sandwiches with the radio. Thought I'd just chime in real quick. I got about 1 minute till I get to the house, so y'all got me for about that long.
KN4TFW.
Ken, how you doing?
Yep, not doing too well, not doing too bad. I gotta jump off here. I'm headed to Lawrence on 26 and pick up some parts.
Hopefully it'll be a smooth trip for you. Patrick, you staying busy today? You already headed home, or are you still turning and burning?
I got one more stop, but it's backtracking from yesterday. I actually finished today's route up a little early. Just one of those days.
Well, hopefully this last stop will bring you a whole bunch of dollar bills with zeros behind them. But, gentlemen, I am fixing to pull in the drive here, so I'm going to let y'all get back to it. Just want to chime in and say hello and give y'all a hard time a minute. I'll say 73. Ken, you have a safe trip. Patrick, good luck on the afternoon and safe travels home. This will be K2RCL. I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Russell, glad to hear you today. KN4HKX.
73 Russell, KN4TFW.
Getting a little overtime in today.
That time when I pick up the parts and that, and then I just head to the house, it won't be that much further to the house. Take the vendor and say that the parts were ready for pickup. This place is kind of funny. You can't just go down there and pick up stuff. You gotta order it. They gotta pull it, and then they gotta send you a confirmation and tell you that it's ready, and then you can go pick it up.
These businesses are kind of funny about how they're doing stuff nowadays, pickups and deliveries.
It's Sunbelt Rental. Pick up that conduit vendor this morning, and it's like it was like the place was closed. You had to pull into the gate, check with the guard, and once you check with the guard, then you had to go around and follow these cones and pull up in line, and then they'd go ahead and bring it out to you, and it was like contactless pickup.
I could just take orders and roll by the parking lot and throw it out in the parking lot, and I'm good.
Yep, roger that. Got it loaded up, and the guys are taking all my straps out of the truck.
Things back where you got them. I mean it. Nobody's going to ever use them again.
Get warm and get them back in the trucks. I'll need them here when I go to take that thing back.
I got it down there right now.
I'm in the big town of Ennery.
You're not staying on 26?
221 into Lawrence. I'm only like 12 miles out, it looks like.
You're literally going right through the middle of Lawrence on 221, I believe.
You know, I've ever been on this section of the road.
Going down to the Michelin track, he would try to take me that way with traffic problems. And I found another way around, because in the tool truck, there's a couple of turns in there you can't see to get out of. I decided that just better off not to do that.
My pickup, when coming out of my house tonight, you can go right down that little side street down to Wade Hampton, but you can't see because the dirt road's coming in from a 45 over your shoulder, and you just can't see, and then all those cars fly down through there.
It up where I couldn't see to my right, which is already my blind spot anyway, and I was having to stand up and lean up in the windshield to see if anything was coming, and I'm like, this ain't safe, so I found me another way around that.
I had to eat with the neighbors last night, and I knew the only way he knew to get into this place was to cut across four lanes of Wade Hampton Boulevard in heavy traffic, and it's like, yeah, why don't you turn to this light right here, and we'll go to a little side street and make a right and a right, and we'll come in the back way. I thought of a new way in there. I ain't all about trying to take those chances. You can only do it so many times. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, roger that. I do that a lot with this tool truck. I'll use the lights to make my turns, and then that way I'm always turning right out of the road the best I can. I try never to cut across traffic.
How many people won't? There'd be a light coming out of a parking lot, but they'd rather take the one that don't have the light and go across, you know, three lanes of heavy traffic, a turning lane, and other traffic, and that. It's just stupid, ridiculous.
Truck pulling a car hauler trailer, a pickup truck out here pulling an empty car hauler trailer doing 40 miles an hour up Highway 25.
Some speed on that road, is it?
Yeah, there's no posted minimum speed, but you better be going faster than this, or you're going to get run over.
Hoping somebody will load that trailer for him.
Hop off here for now. Maybe I'll catch you on your way back. I got my next stop coming up, so I'll go ahead and say 73s. You be careful if I don't talk to you again, and get home safe. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Good to talk to you. Yeah, like I said, I got Got to make this stop here in a couple of minutes, and then I'll be headed to the house, so I'll be on at least another hour. KN4, Tifton.